Harry Kane's record as England's all-time leading goalscorer is generating significant controversy, particularly among critics who question the legitimacy of his 76 goals. This situation sheds light on a deeper discussion regarding goalscoring metrics in football. Recent scrutiny reveals that a substantial portion of Kane's tally, nearly one-third, consists of penalties, leading some to argue that these should be excluded from his overall count. Critics contend that while penalties are technically goals, they don't carry the same weight as open play strikes, casting doubt on the validity of Kane's record. If we remove these penalties, his total drops to 55, placing him second on the all-time England goalscorer list. Additionally, there's a discussion around the context of certain goals, such as those scored in non-competitive matches, which some fans argue should not count at all. This reevaluation is particularly relevant given the historical comparison with legends like Cristiano Ronaldo, who also has faced similar scrutiny regarding his scoring achievements. As the debate continues, the conversation around Kane's record invites a broader examination of how we measure success in football and what constitutes a real goal.